Good Monday. Today is April the 1st, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, looking back, last Thursday, the USDA issued its prospective plantings and quarterly grain stocks report. We're going to take a look back to that report, the impact it had on the markets, and how it compared to some of the analyst expectations. We'll have all the details of that and more coming up after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to start off this Monday morning, April 1st, April Fool's Day, but no fooling. We're going to look back to last Thursday's prospective plantings and quarterly grain stocks report that were released by the USDA. Thursday was a big report day, and it also was a day that the markets had been looking at throughout the week. It appears that the USDA is never at a loss for a report surprise that may have caught fund managers off guard, that with a sharply lower planning number than trade expectations, with the Dow Jones estimate of 18 traders and analysis looking for 92 million acres to be planted in 2024, the survey-based planning estimate came in much lower than that at just 90 million acres and down 5% from a year ago. Now, it would imply that farmers are likely responding to lower prices and profitability by slashing planting plans. Now, the news sent funds, which came into the report still short an estimated 250,000 contracts, scrambling to cover. Both old and new crop corn futures soared as a result, with December vaulting and closing well above that 50-day moving average. The corn planting number was down 5% from last year. Corn acres in 38 of the 48 states were unchanged or lower as you compare to last year. Now, on March the 1st, stock number corn supplies were also lower than trade expectations at 8.35 billion bushels. That's about 85 million bushels below what was expected. The December 23 through February 24 disappearance was 3.82 billion bushels compared to 3.42 from a year ago, as corn exports and use for ethanol were both higher. Now, in the soybean markets, unlike the corn, the soybean prospective planting report was very close to what the expectations were at 86.5 million acres, that up 3% from a year ago. The trade had been looking for 86.3. Planted acres were estimated to be unchanged or higher in 24 of the 29 reporting states. The news was neutral to the soybean market. So the March 1st stocks for soybeans were reported at 1.85 billion bushels, that about 158 million bushels higher than it was a year ago, and the highest in 2 years. Now, on-farm stocks as in corn were 24% higher than a year ago at 933 million bushels, while off-farm stocks were at 912. That was down 3% from a year ago. And the December through February disappearance was 1.16 billion bushels, 13% lower than a year ago. No doubt that function of weaker than expected export sales. In the wheat markets, all wheat planting was estimated by the USDA at 47.5 million acres and more than 2 million acres or 4% below last year, but close to what the market expected. Of the total, winter wheat came in much lower than expected at 34.1 million acres, 7% below where it was a year ago. The trade had been looking for roughly 1 million acres more than that, and of the total winter wheat, hard red wheat at 24.3 million acres, soft red at 6.26, and white winter wheat at 3.59. Other spring wheat at 11.3 was 400,000 acres higher than the trade estimates. Hard red spring figured to be 10.7 million acres. Durum wheat was at 2.03 million acres. That was up 22% from a year ago. The soft red wheat planting was down 600,000 acres. Hard red was up 300,000, with hard red spring up 200,000 acres and Durum rising by 350,000. So as of the March 1st, all wheat stocks, they were reported to be higher than expected at 1.09 billion bushel, up 16% from a year ago. And that can be credited to the sluggish export program for much of that, with December through February disappearance at 334 million bushels, down 10% from what it was a year ago. On-farm wheat stocks were up 272 million bushels and 20% higher than last year, while the off-farm stocks were also up about 14%, 816 million bushels. So the wheat report was somewhat neutral, but by class changes sent Minneapolis lower at the close, with winter wheat markets in Chicago and Kansas City closing higher for the day. Today will be the first full day of trade since those reports came out, so it will be interesting to see how the markets respond. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to switch now from crops to livestock as we're seeing record high placements into cattle feedlots. The flow of cattle into feedlots is continuing at high levels. USDA's Gary Crawford has the details.
A record high number of cattle placed into feedlots in February. The USDA reporting placements at about 1.9 million head, up 10% from February a year ago. USDA livestock analyst Mike McConnell says most folks were not expecting that large of an increase, but consider this.
In January, we actually had a relatively low placement number. That was due to the winter storms that we had across the Midwest that came in early January, which delayed some of those placements. So some of the increase that we saw in placements during February was the fact that we were making up for some of the weather incidents that occurred during January.
Putting feedlot placements up at historical levels also, according to Mike.
Prices for feeder cattle are also very strong, but they're also at historic levels.
During February at Oklahoma City, prices for 750 to 800-pound cattle averaging 241 a hundredweight. It was only 184 during February last year, so obviously
there's a lot of opportunity for cow-calf operators to, you know, market their feeder cattle and, you know, get a good return on those animals that they're taking off pasture or taking off winter wheat pasture and placing them into feedlots. Now there's good returns for it. As, you know, there's also still relatively robust demand for beef in the country.
But will consumer demand go down as beef prices continue to go up?
We're at the point in the season now where we're being in transition on the beef demand side towards the summer grilling season. So, you know, a lot about what we see happening in the cattle and beef markets in the next couple weeks and months are largely going to be predicated on how consumers respond, what kind of beef demand we get and how that works its way back through the system. So, yeah, so I think that's what we'll be paying attention to the next couple of weeks and months as we prepare our forecast. And I imagine the market is going to be doing the same.
Mike is pretty sure about one forecast, and that is for continued contraction of the beef herd as producers keep selling heifers instead of holding on to them for breeding. And so
it's probably going to be at least another year or two down the line before we see the numbers start to indicate expansion.
This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.